Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
Amen. And looking forward to a good, another great program tonight. And I'll let you know when your callers call in.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. And we do appreciate everybody for taking this time out on their Wednesday evening to join us for Hope is Alive. And what is Hope is Alive? It is a testimony show about those who've been oppressed by the enemy, oppressed by the devil, oppressed by demons, and they were set free. And how were they set free? They were set free through the process called deliverance, performed by everyday Christians like you and me. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com. It's a great website set up with all the information you need about the things we talk about each week here on the program. Or if you would like a book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, you can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book, and he'll certainly get it out to you. And it is an excellent book, an excellent handbook to have in your library, to have in your arsenal, to perform spiritual warfare. And that's what we're to do. We're called as Christians to perform spiritual warfare because our weapons are not of this world. They're needed. They're needed in this time and day and age. And in my opinion, if you do not know the things that are written down in this book, which come right out of Scripture, you are an unarmed Christian. Wouldn't you agree on that, Pastor?
Absolutely. Totally vulnerable to the darkness of the world and the schemes and assignments coming out of the demonic realm. Yes, so important in so many Christians, and I was one of them for many years, up to age 44, so I can talk about them. But praise God somebody shared with me.
Yes, and there's many doors that can be open, and I'll tell you, a little testimony for myself. I had something happen just a couple weeks ago. I mean, it was just somebody absolutely became a thorn in my side, rubbed me the wrong way, falsely accused me of a lot of things, and I struggled to exercise forgiveness. The enemy came after me, and it just, I mean, it just consumed my mind for about 2 or 3 days, but I kept using perish the thought every time it brought up, and exercising the authority we have to command those spirits to leave me alone, to help me subject my flesh, and just kept using the I forgive them and I bless them. And I'll tell you what, Pastor, you want to know what? It worked.
It is so amazing how well it works. It's a matter of choosing, even though the flesh fights it, as you experience. And we've all been there again, you know. Who haven't? We've all had people do us wrong, we feel. So what do we do with it? So that if you don't have any training otherwise, you'll tend to carry it. And that's a door for these evil spirits to come in to torment us, as Jesus said in Matthew 18:34-35 in the King James Version. The tormentors will come in, these evil spirits, and they're there to steal, kill, and destroy, and they're doing it. And that was the door.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I think about this hell for 2 days. It seemed to consume my thoughts quite a bit, but I was able to bring peace and be able to, when I would just do those little things, which are such a simple thing to say, I forgive someone and I bless someone. Whether at the time you mean it or not, it's just a simple thing to speak it. And yeah, it just seemed it would be all right to go back on, but then trying to poke a mad dog or poking a bear with a stick or something, it's like the enemy would just keep bringing it back up. But I kept exercising, using it, and you know, it was it seemed a little rough at the time, but now I sit back and think about it really wasn't. And it was just a couple of days of spiritual warfare, of practicing what I've learned, practicing putting it to action. And, well, I praise the Lord, it's not bothering me anymore.
You exercise your God-given gift of choosing. You know, we're all made in God's image. We're entities of free choice. We can choose anything we wish, good or bad. And some people do choose the bad. But as you get into the Bible, and of course you become a born-again Christian, then you tend to follow the Word, and then you'll choose the positives and choose freedom and healing and not buy the lies, not buy the unforgiveness. I've actually had demons tell me manifesting that they are having a hard time with this person because this person is standing on the truth of the Word too much. And that's a great thing we have in front of us is the Bible and who we are in Jesus, even those I am, that we have the handout and Scriptures for America has that handout available of just a grouping of Scriptures of who we are, which will counter the onslaught of the enemy. As you say those out loud, it'll counter the lies that the enemy, these negatives that the enemy is trying to push into our heads. Praise God for that.
Yes, praise God. And you know who else had a hard time when someone was standing upon the Word? Satan, when he was tempting Jesus.
Yes.
He had a real hard time, because that's all Jesus did was stand upon the Word.
That's right. But he did choose.
So, yes, he did choose. Praise God, he did.
Yeah, he chose. Chose the truth.
He did choose the truth. And, you know, praise God that we had our Lord, our Maker, become flesh, dwell among us, and show us how to do it. And not only showed us how to do it, he gave us the tools to do it. He gave us the tools to practice it and the tools to exercise it. He gave us the Word to give us examples. He gave us the Holy Spirit as the helper. And that Holy Spirit, all believers have access to it. It's not like, oh, I've got greater access than you do, or vice versa. We all have access to the Holy Spirit. And it's just a matter of asking. And sometimes you just got to ask the Spirit to help you with this. And he does.
I ask him, Ralph, before the show tonight, to give me what to say. You know, that Luke 12:12.
Mm-hmm.
I use that a lot. I know you do as well.
Yes, sir, I do.
The Spirit will give us what to say that very hour. Well, we all have events and things coming up where we need the help of the Holy Spirit. I'd much rather have the Holy Spirit helping me than anything else.
Yeah, it's a lot better than winging it.
Amen.
It is. It's just a simple choice. A simple choice. You can choose. You can choose to forgive, or you can choose to hold on. And when you've got that spiritual armor, that spiritual warfare, that spiritual knowledge, and you can recognize things come from the enemy, it's easy to combat it and to be able to choose the right decisions, because you recognize it's the enemy that is lying to you. They're lying to you, trying to get you to justify this or justify that, and wanting you to kind of get back in the flesh. And that's just not the way to go, you know, especially when you're dealing with a personal conflict as I was. It's just definitely not the way to go, and I just assume exercise where I just turn the other cheek and humble myself, and then practice what I had to do, and then went on. So, well, Pastor, I think we didn't have a... Yes, it does. It makes it better. It's better, and it's easier, because Jesus says, take my yoke. And I'd much rather take the yoke of forgiveness than the yoke of bondage of unforgiveness. Well, Pastor, I know you didn't have any deliverances this Monday, but did you have any that maybe you done out of the office?
I did not. We've been hunkered down. I talked to people on the phone. Didn't actually do any ministry sessions, but talked to quite a few. This ice storm we've had here in Oklahoma has us hunkered down. And we lost some really nice limbs in our own yard here. We have a big tree in the backyard, and then trees all around the area. Many limbs have come down. It looks a little bit like a war zone, you know.
So you had some ice come through. I knew there was some weather hit west. I didn't know it hit Oklahoma City. We've been just having about the last 3 or 4 days of nothing but rain. I mean, it's raining right now, and it's not going to let up until early Friday morning. But I didn't realize, is that why it was canceled Monday, because of the weather?
Oh, that's exactly right, the icing. And, of course, we didn't want to endanger the people coming or endanger our ministers coming. There's no reason to do that. But yesterday, when it was below freezing, it sounded like a war for sure. We heard these poppings, you know, the limbs breaking, bang, bang, bang. And the one even, it's amazing, it didn't break the window coming off a tree, but it scraped the window outside. And we had all kinds of noises going on yesterday, but it's above freezing now, so we're okay.
Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, when it gets that this time of the year, when especially where we are, and I'm sure it's the same, that all the leaves have not fallen off the trees yet, so when they get ice on them, it makes them even heavier. I remember some ice storms in the past that happened in October, years ago. I can't remember the last time it happened, but I can remember when it happened. It was pretty bad, because there's still so many leaves on the trees that they just hung over and hit power lines and stuff like that. So, but well, praise the Lord, everything was okay. You didn't lose a window, and
we have power.
Tonight.
A lot of people don't have the power that was taken out.
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
Ralph,
when the power goes out, it can be kind of miserable.
Ralph and Pastor Cox, your first caller's on, so welcome to the show.
Okay.
Hi.
Amy. Hi.
Yeah. Can you hear
can
me?
You
okay.
Hear me okay. Yes, it's fine, and Ralph is on here with me up in the Branson area.
Well, hello,
Ralph.
Hello, Amy. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Great to have you, Amy. And why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen, and just go on from there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was raised in a Christian family, Christian home, so there was never a time that I didn't know about Jesus. You know, and as a teenager, I, you know, officially committed myself to the Lord and was baptized. And then later on in life, in my teen years and early 20s, and had to get back to the Lord. I definitely had walked away, and kind of redid that process. Got baptized again, just to kind of reaffirm my commitment. I don't by any means think anybody needs to be baptized more than once, but it was just a personal choice for me. I learned about the deliverance ministry. I had taken some classes to become a biblical counselor and learned about this through them. And the first time I went, I was dealing with a lot of issues. You know, you guys will give a paper that kind of have symptoms, if you will, you know, issues that you're dealing with. And I think the first time I went, I circled literally everything. And that first experience, really, probably the biggest thing then was rage that I was dealing with. Just, you know, temper that would go from 0 to 100 immediately. There was no middle ground. And it's not to say that, you know, I don't still get angry or, you know, but it certainly isn't rage. And actually, when I went a couple of weeks ago, that was actually my third visit. And they did dealt with the head demon, which announced itself or introduced itself as deceiver. And the biggest thing that I found with that since that, and looking back, because when I went, I actually went with somebody else. I wasn't even there for deliverance that night, and ended up going in, and it was kind of interesting because in the first experience, all the overt issues, you know, ceased, but there was still the covert stuff going on. You know, the Bible talks about the little foxes. And it was some rebellion and some pride and, you know, some unbelief, you know. And I've really struggled with situations. I have a friend that has been a very dear counsel, and he would say, well, you know, this is the enemy's pile-on method, because things would just come from every direction, it would seem, and I would just get bogged down. And it got to a point where I just really had to, you know, stop my thoughts and say, wait a second, what do I believe? And since the last experience, there's been an ease about doing that. Even though, you know, even with this ice storm, you know, my power went out and my roof started leaking. And, you know, it was in 2 years ago, I would have been furious and frustrated. And even, you know, 2 months ago, I would have been, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And worried and, you know, really not trusting the promises of God. And that, I think, for me, in my situation and what I was dealing with, it's huge because it attacked my faith, you know, which, you know, Scripture tells us above all, take the shield of faith, you know, and that's really the key thing you know, the keys to the kingdom of Christendom, really, you know, is belief. So it's been pretty mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah. What was it like when that head demon was talking out of your mouth, Amy? Could you hear it?
I could. And, you know, I just would like to share with people, too, that if you're not familiar with this experience or if you're afraid of it, it's not what you see on the movies. It's not what the entertainment industry portrays it to be. You definitely are aware, you know, there's something else going on. But, you know, you're still, well, in my case, I can only speak for my case, but, you know, as a believer, it wasn't that the Holy Spirit wasn't with me. It wasn't that, you know, there was possession. You know, those, I'm sure, are cases that happen. But as a Christian, you know, we do have the Holy Spirit within us. And, you know, to hear this voice, you know, that was not my own, and to know that it was, you know, the purpose was to prevent me from my purpose, you know, to keep me from my identity. And I think that really speaks to the, you know, I used the word covert before, because it's sneaky, you know. It wasn't the immediate, big, loud stuff. It was the little stuff, you know. And mm-hmm. I would just suggest to anyone, if you're struggling with somebody, or not with somebody, but with issues again and again and again and again, it's probably a demonic attack, you know, and there's, you know,
it.
There's
yeah, that's right.
Remedy.
That's so true. That's exactly right, Amy. Yeah, and, you know, the head demons, maybe they didn't try for a head demon in your other ministry sessions, but I find I only get it up in about one out of three different ministry sessions with, you know, different people. It's there in all of them. You know, they have a military kind of ranking. So there's
sure,
a leader
sure.
or head demon, as we call it, and it's there in all of them. It's just that it depends
yeah,
on
I totally agree with that as far as the ranking. And they all have their purposes, you know, it just like in the military, you know, they all have their jobs to do. But I would say, too, for me, you know, I kind of look at this as a realm of maturity for me, you know, because I didn't realize that was as big a problem 2 years ago, you know, and as time went on, you know, I stayed in the Word and stayed in prayer, and, you know, I love Psalms 139, where, you know, David saying, "Search my heart, O Lord," you know, and, you know, that's, mm-hmm. we all have to do that, because, you know, I have to assume that I wasn't ready 2 years ago for that, you know what I mean? I wasn't ready to see that, to know that about myself, and so that's, I just kind of look at it as, you know, like I said, you know, a different time in the journey of maturity, you know, as a Christian.
Well, Amy, what's nice is to realize, like that anger or rage issue you were talking about, it's kind of nice to find out those never were you.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
To find out, like you were talking about, the anger, rage, you know, that would go into a rage, it's really nice to finally realize those never were you, but they were evil spirits pushing their mission on you.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You know, and I think we take this on. These demons are so tricky. You know, because we take this
yes.
as our own personality and our own faults and our own weaknesses, and it really isn't who we are at all. And it surely,
that's
you know,
right.
after we've been saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, it for sure isn't who we are. You know, we're an entirely new creation altogether. And so, yeah, it you know, they're thieves. They're cons. They're tricksters. And I love the verse that says, you know, who he predestinated, he called, who he called, he justified, who he justified, he sanctified. And that's a process. And, you know, I consider this whole journey through deliverance a justification process, you know. You know, Paul says we run our race,
right.
You know, that's his metaphor for it. And, you know, when someone's cheating in a race, you want justice. Well, we're being cheated, you know, we're being tricked, we're
that's
being lied
right,
to,
exactly.
We're, you know, we're being told we're something that we're not. And, yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. It's huge.
And, Amy, think how many are out there, how many Christians, just like you, that have these weird things going on in their life. They can't understand why they'd say or do something. And they even sometimes say, it's like something got into me, you know. And it's not them at all, but it, without any teaching or training on this, they don't have any other conclusion but to figure it's just their personality, you know. But how wonderful it is that you can be set free, and these when these evil spirits are cast out, then the real you is there with all your God-given gifts that you can now go forward in your life utilizing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all have our purpose. You know, we all have our calling. And it's a whole lot easier to run that race when your feet aren't tied together, you know. It's
right.
You know, you're more emboldened, and there's a liberty to that. So, yeah, it makes a difference, definitely.
And, Amy, with the deceiver being your head demon, obviously it was pushing the lies on you in your experience and your ministry. Did you get the top 10 lies it was telling you?
So you're kind of breaking up. Everett, what was that last part you said?
Were you able, when Jennifer ministered to you, were you able to get the top 10 lies the demons were telling you in your head?
Well, yeah, and I don't know that we got 10, but some of them were disease, you know, sickness, illness, and some of it was doubt and unbelief, and doubt was a big thing for me. This, you know, the sickness that in COVID times, that's a big deal. And you know, I use my faith, you know, even before that, to know, you know, my faith is not in these masks. They're not in the doctors. You know, my faith is in God and in the Word of God. So, you know, I had the foundation there, but again, when I say that, you know, to just have to keep going back to these same things over and over and over, and the whole cancer thing too. I got told 15 years ago, you know, that I had spots on my lungs and it was probably cancer. And, you know, even then, you know, I just refused to take that. But it would come into my mind, you know, arrows, fiery darts, you know, that I just kept having to battle and kept having to battle. And that's why I say it, if you're dealing with something repeatedly over and over, year after year after year, probably could benefit from some deliverance. You know, it's a...
Yes. The demons are hoping you'll buy it as a truth.
Oh, yeah.
Even though
yeah.
I've had some demons tell me that they are not buying it because the person is not buying it because they're strong in the Word. And
yeah.
That really
yeah.
irritates the evil spirits.
Yeah. And, well, but at the same time, you know, when you're digging your heels in, and we know as Christians, the Bible tells us it's not going to be an easy road. You know, there's going to be trouble in this world. But
yes.
when you're using your energy, you know, just to stand ground that's already won, it's tiresome and it's burdensome, and it's that's not what's meant for us, you know. That's you know, Jesus says, yeah. And I'm paraphrasing here, I might get it backwards, but you know, his burden is light and his yoke is easy. I might have that backwards, but you know what I mean? Like, that's not, we have grace to withstand this stuff, and when we're, you know, struggling with all our might to fight against these demons that are, you know, literally set out, purposed to destroy us, it's a waste of energy, yes. You know? I mean, it's not a waste that we fight
absolutely.
Them, but it's energy that we don't have to spend doing that when they're evicted, you know, that it's freed up and we can walk more in grace, and it's not such a battle and it's not such a burden, and it's liberating, truly.
And how wonderful is it to find out how much power we've been given from the cross to deal with these evil spirits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and...
All power.
You know, yeah, all power.
All power.
For sure.
Luke 10:19.
You guys are a blessing out there, and, you know, nobody's told me to say this or asked me to say this, but if anybody out there is listening and don't financially support these guys, please do, because they're doing good work, godly work, and it's difficult. You know, they pay rent and have bills just like any other ministry, and it's not as widely reported on, and it's not, you know, advertised like big churches and things like that, but it's an extremely important ministry, hugely important.
Well, thank you, Amy. And did you experience some physical healing in your ministry session? Physical healing?
Not in, well, you know, I will say they did an alignment, kind of like what you would experience at a chiropractor, sort of, but sitting and standing, not lying down. But yeah, and it took quite a while for things to kind of line up. But you could feel it moving. You could see, like, the one leg shortened, you know, and being extended. You know, it was quite interesting. I mean, it wasn't drastic, you know, but it was noticeable, you know, especially.
Did you have
the weight? I mean, you notice the weight difference. You feel lighter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty common. People report that just about every case, every ministry session, that they feel lighter. Did you have a short arm or leg in that limb check?
A leg, yeah, a leg.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just that. It was, you know, I've had a lot of issues with my spine. I've had surgeries on my spine and disc issues, and it's a process. You know, you're sitting in a chair for a while throughout the deliverance service, and that at times can be bothersome for me, but after you know everything aligned up, it was noticeable. I could feel it, you know, there was a physical relief.
Praise God. How's your pain now?
There is none.
Praise God.
Yeah, there is
well,
none.
Well, we're out of time. out of time, Amy. Thank you so much for calling in. That was a great testimony to encourage others out there.
Yeah,
God
thank
bless
you.
Us.
And you thank guys you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's good work. I'm blessed because of it.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for
joining
us.
Wonderful testimony.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Good night.
Good night.
What a good testimony. And talk about coordinating.
Yes.
It's almost like she talked and gave her testimony is what we just talked about before she came on.
Interesting how that works, so, isn't it?
It is interesting because the Holy Spirit does do coordinate, because we very rarely ever call each other and discuss what we're going to talk about. I have no idea what the testimonies are going to be, and I just like seeing the Holy Spirit coordinate. Well, Pastor, we have Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you for joining us.
Good evening. I'm glad Cheryl? To be here.
Yeah, Cheryl. Oh, great to have you on. And that was Ralph. Ralph's up there in the Branson area. But why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Cheryl, and when you were born again, and what was going on in your life, and how you learned about deliverance, and what your deliverance was like, and changes you've seen, and so forth.
Okay. Well, I was born in July of 1951 in Carlsbad, New Mexico. My first church history exposure was when I was five. My grandmother and mother fell prey to an occult church called the I Am, and I was raised in that until I was 16 when I quit going. They denied Christ. They denied the blood. He wasn't revered at all, and they didn't believe that, you know, first you die and then there's, you know, you go to heaven. This was, they believed in re-embodiment, which is different than reincarnation, but you had to be perfect. And if you weren't perfect in this life, when you died, you came back and you came into another body, and you had to live it all over again until you were perfect. Once you were perfect, then you went to heaven. Mm. It was really a depressing religion.
Wow.
And at 16, I realized that we were being brainwashed, and I got out of it. So from the age of 16 to 31, I was searching for the truth. And praise God, I ended up going to work with a company, and a man there led me to the Lord, and that was in February of 1982. I had been through two horrible marriages, physical abuse. I had two children. I was angry all the time. I was just, you know, it was anger, bitterness, all of that kind of stuff. It just, I was miserable. I was tormented. I didn't feel like I could do anything right. And I've been recently widowed. And I'm now retired, and I was looking for something to help me, you know, to get rid of this. I was miserable. I made people around me miserable. I got angry at the drop of a hat, and I didn't understand why. I mean, I knew I'd had a bad past, and I knew I'd made, you know, mistakes, but I didn't understand why I was angry all the time. And through a friend at my church, she introduced me to Deliverance Ministry. And I attended one of the meetings in early October. I think it was the 12th of October I went, and I didn't know really what to expect. And so I went in and went through the first part of it, and what they talked about. Now, I'm born again. I serve the Lord, but I never was really content with that. I always felt like there was something missing. I didn't know what it was. And going through that first hour, or maybe hour and a half, whatever it was, I started realizing that this was totally different. And then I ended up going through the deliverance. And I was asked, you know, I gave you all a history. I, you know, let you all know what I had been through and what I had been facing and how I felt. And I knew that there had to be something more than what I was experiencing as a Christian. I knew I felt hindered. I felt depressed. So when I went in and you all did the deliverance on me, Everett was able to talk to the head demon. I don't remember a whole lot of it, but the head demon for deliverance, and apparently the head demon was called anger, and when he talked to it, when he interviewed it, he discovered that I didn't realize all the lies that I had been told by this head demon, and I was really appalled. I didn't realize that I had never thought a person could have that if they were born again. But I've since learned that your spirit is sealed, but the body and then the mind, will, and emotions can go through stuff like that. And it makes a lot more sense to me now, having been through it, that this can happen to anybody, no matter who they are. If they don't know the Lord, then it's probably a whole lot worse than what I had, I guess. I don't know. Judging from what I've heard and understood about my deliverance, I guess it was pretty bad. But anyway, the demon was telling me in my head, and I had a lot of battles in my mind, and I was told, they were telling me I wasn't good enough, and everything I was doing was worthless, whether it was in the church or at work or at home with my family, that nobody really cared about me, and that didn't matter how good I was or what I did, I couldn't get away from my past mistakes I had made, things that I couldn't do what I needed to do, and I was made to feel guilty about every decision in my life. If it didn't turn out the way I thought it should, then I was guilty, and that's a depressing way to live. And people that I had been, my husbands and things like that, I didn't realize that all of that, there was generational curses, there were on my life, because I was Indian, and there was an ancestor long ago was a murderer and things like that, and I didn't realize all of that came to play in my life, and how it affected not just me, but my children, my grandchildren, all of that. People don't realize how that really affects them, and the things that your ancestors and your forefathers have done. So the demon revealed that he had also put an infirmity on me, on my knee, and that I'm looking forward to having, I was looking forward to having to have a knee replacement. And they didn't want to do it until I was 75. So that, you're talking about 6 more years. He also told Everett that he had put high blood pressure on me. And because he had put it on me, Everett had him remove it. It was also brought forth that 2 very close relatives had put a death grip on me. And I was really kind of shocked at that. I didn't realize that could happen. And Everett was able to cancel that assignment. I also had some bad neck pain. Everett asked if the demon had put it on me, and it denied it. And so following the deliverance, I was healed through the alignment process. And I don't have any pain in my neck or my shoulder. My knee is good. I can do stuff that I couldn't do before. It's just miraculous. I'm just overwhelmed. I just didn't know, as these things were coming out of me, and Everett was talking to them, as they would come out, it would make me dizzy. I mean, it was just like my head was spinning. And I didn't understand at the time. I didn't understand all of that. But as when the evening was finished, I felt an inner healing. I felt peace. I was free of the physical and emotional pain. I gave it all to Jesus, and He took it. And I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And I was also told of the spiritual gifts that God had given me. And I now am cleaned up. I can work for the Lord, and I want to help people that I see on the street, or people that come up to me, or people that want me to pray for them. If they have problems like this, I want to be able to help them the way I was helped, because it was absolutely life-changing, and nobody should have to go through what I went through because of ignorance. And I'm going through the training because I want to help people, and I want to see people set free, because time is short, and the devil's working overtime to try to get people. You know, the more people he can deceive, the better it is for him. But God came to give us life and give it more abundantly. And I want everybody to have that abundant life like I got through you all. And I want to be able to do the same thing for people. And I am so happy. My sister, when I came home the next day, and she talked to me because she lives with me, she's been disabled, she told me that I was a different person, that I was lighter, that I didn't display some of the other, you know, the depression and the all that kind of stuff. She told me I was different. So it works. It really works. Jesus, I mean, he took it all. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. He's also given me the mind that when I see or hear myself thinking something or speaking something, or if something that would normally make me angry, I'm realizing that I'm not. It doesn't make me angry anymore. It's gone. It's totally gone. I've been totally delivered, and I just praise the Lord. And I want everybody to experience that.
That's
it in a nutshell. If you have any questions, ask them.
Well, just thanks, Cheryl. How many are out there? How many Christians are just like you were? Think how many are out there like that.
There's got to be thousands upon thousands, because I don't think that most churches even really believe that this is a problem. I don't think, because I didn't hear about it. If my friend from church hadn't been through it because she was seeking help, I would never have heard about it. And the world, I mean, they need help. Everybody needs help. I mean, that's why we're supposed to pray for people. We're supposed to pray for our brothers and sisters and people in the world and stuff like that. But there's got to be thousands of people out there like that, and they need help. And they don't know where to turn.
I think even millions, Cheryl, millions are out there, and they cope. You know, they've had the generational door open. They've had the unforgiveness door open and the trauma door open, and just like most people. And so they're loaded down with a good 36 plus evil spirits trying to block their lives, to steal, kill, and destroy. And they're everywhere around us. So, yes, you are needed. The Lord needs you. He needs all of us.
Well,
He needs all of us.
That's what He called us to do. The Lord called us to help, and that's what He gave us the power to do it. It's just that we're not, I don't think we're ever taught how to do it. And, you know, you've got to have the faith and you've got to believe that you really can do it through the power of the Holy Ghost and Jesus. And I don't think people are taught that. And I think the world is suffering because of that.
No. Look how easy you could have missed it. And I could have missed it just as easily myself 42 years ago. And just think how different your life is after deliverance, and that, you know, the changes you've seen. It's the real you that's talking now, without any influence of these evil spirits to block your life.
Yes.
And so hold on to your hat. You're going to use those God-given gifts that were disclosed, that you probably knew you had, most of them, I imagine. Was there some you didn't know you had?
Yes, there was quite a few I didn't know I had until I saw that list, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. I had no idea. So it's opened up some doors in my church. I've stepped forward and offered to do things. I'm no longer afraid to offer to help in the church or to pray with somebody. I love people. I want people to be free. And this is giving me a way to pray and to help people. And I just thank the Lord. I praise the Lord because I feel so good. I want to jump up and down.
Praise God. You know, I can, when I saw you at the training the other night, you definitely looked like a happy camper. You were ready. You were learning and going forth. And that's what the Lord wants you to do, and to use those God-given gifts you've got. Well, praise God. Just think how many you can yet touch in your lifetime, Cheryl.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it. I am definitely looking forward to it. I don't want anybody to suffer any longer than they absolutely have to. If there's anything I can do about it, I don't want anybody to go through that kind of stuff. And I want to relieve them of that, because
and you're on a high. You're on a high now, Cheryl. You're on a high now. But there's even a greater high to come when you minister to someone, and just as I did with you, I was on a high as usual after that for some days, and you will be on this high, big spiritual high that goes ministering that God used little us to see a life turned around. It's a fulfillment and a feeling of self-worth that I never got anywhere else, and you will experience the same thing.
Well, I am looking forward to it wholeheartedly, because I want to see people free.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you're going through the training, and it'll be a high adventure for you all the way through. Well, what else? Just we're about out of time in a remaining minute or so. What would you say to the listeners as we wind up?
I just want everybody to know that if you are not experiencing a full life, if there's no joy in your life, if there's anything in your life that you know is wrong, it's not you. It is not you. You're being oppressed and you're being forced to suffer. And you need the Lord. And Deliverance Ministries can get you that freedom and that healing. And you can live life to the fullest, and you don't have to be depressed. You can have joy. You can look forward to each and every day to serving the Lord and knowing that He loves you and He's going to be there for you and He's going to take care of you as you do His will and minister to other people, because He loves us with a love that has no end, and I want everybody to experience that love to the fullest.
Praise God. Thank you, Cheryl, so much. That was a wonderful testimony.
Yes, it was.
Encouraging, big time. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, thank you, and you all have a blessed evening.
You too.
Good night.
All right, bye. Bye.
What she was talking about is that newfound boldness there towards the end. And I think she's going to be a thorn in the side of the enemy. She sounds on fire and ready to learn things and set people free.
Yes. When I went up to the training, she was sitting on the front row. I mean, she's into it.
not in the back hiding, but up front. It. Awesome.
Yes.
So, well, two great testimonies. We praise the Lord. That's why we come on here, is to encourage others, to give our testimony, which helps overcome, and it glorifies our Lord Jesus Christ. We're not here for our glory. We're not here for individual accolades. We're here to give all glory and thanks and praise to Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're having those problems that was discussed, like Cheryl said at the end, if you're not having life and life abundantly, and you're having problems that just seem to have been there for years and years and years, there is a pretty good chance that there is some sort of demonic assignment, demonic oppression, generational, some sort of doors opened, and you're being oppressed by the enemy, and those things cannot be dealt with any other way than being cast out. So you can go to deliveranceusa.com. You can do form self-deliverance. You can. There's also the phone numbers are there to call the ministry, so you can set up ministry if you want to go to Oklahoma City, or if you don't have the time or the means, you can always get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that book. We'll get it out to you. We do thank everybody for joining us this Wednesday evening. Pastor, we'll see you next week. And look forward to it. God bless everyone, and have a good night.
Yes, God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority.